We are in Daf Samechei Amud Beis. Before we go further, I just like to mention one nekude. Yesterday we had mentioned a kasha from Tosfos Daf Samechei Amud Beis, the Gemara before, and from Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos and Daf Samechei Amud Beis says, if you have a hechetimtze that is one goy and one yid, and it's shchiche de dairi, for some reason it is shchiach that they'll live together, afal pikein, the goy will not aser, the yid is mutter letaltel. Because since normally one yid and one goy is loy shchiach de dairi, so chazal didn't aser. You say loy plug lekula. We mentioned the Gemara before, daf samach kimel amit beis, says Nitazoi, Abaye had said an Eitze that everyone should be Mevatel in a Movoi, that we had a Goy that did not want to be Masker his Rishus to the Eden. So Abaye said an Eitze that everyone should be Mevatel their Rishus to one Yid, and Memele it'll be equivalent to one Yid and one Goy, and the Goy won't ask. Frek the Gemore, here it's Shchiche. Even though it's one yid and one guy in Lomdes, but it's shchiche de dairi. That kasha we had mentioned yesterday. Just like to tell the Olam that I found the Ritva, Teich Dvorov mentions this aore, and the Ritva says it is a machloikis hasugis. That it's a machloikis, the Gemara daf samach gibelam et beis, and our Gemara. So that settles that shaila. Let us learn the Gemara further. Reish Lakish v'talmidei de Rabbi Hanine iklu lahu pundik. Reish Lakish and the Talmidim of Rabbi Hanine went to a pundik. Now what is a pundik? So we hear v'tu l'shaynis in Rashi. Iklu lahu pundik. So Rashi explains in the first Lashon as follows. Tahavu dairi bei bahi chotzer trei Yisraelim v'chad nochi. There was a chotzer, this pundik was a chotzer that had living there two yidden and one goy. Shesochar es dirosoi mechavei reinochi. Now this goy, it was not his own house, he had rented it from another goy. Va'oisai shabes loihoyo shom oisai nochi hasoicha. The nochi was not in his house, he left the house for Shabbos. So now, when Reish Lakish and the Talmidei de Rabbi Hanine come to this chotzer, so they find a beautiful situation. You have only Yidden living here. There's no goy at all. The goy had left for Shabbos. Elanochi Hamaskir, but the Nochi Hamaskir was there. The Nochi Hamaskir did not live in that house. He had rented it out to the goy, but he was there. So Rashi, v'hoyu yereyim shemo yovei nochi b'shabbos. So the Ritas Loshna Rashi, it seems as follows. That means if I would be assured that this goy won't come back in Shabbos, so it's wonderful. So since there's no goy around, so he doesn't answer. So there wouldn't be a problem. But the problem was, they were afraid maybe this goy might come in Shabbos, and then will make problems. That means that the goy will come in Shabbos, so even though the two yidden were ma'ariv, but the goy will come, so the erev will become bottled. That's one mahalach in pundik. Lishna achine, pundik, is a hotel, yesh boi chadorim, it's one big building with many rooms, psuchim lechotzer, and again, they came to this hotel, and in this hotel there was one room that was taken by a goy, but he wasn't here for Shabbos. But again, they were afraid the goy might pop in Shabbos, and then they'll be bitter. Let us see the Lashna Gemara again. Iklu lahu pundik, v'lai havis soicher. The soicher who had rented this dira was not around. V'havu maskir. But the maskir, the landlord, was there. Amru ma'u lemeger mine. So they clear the shaila. is one permitted to be soicha the rishus from the masker? So the Gemara explains that study hashayla. Kol heiche de leimotzi maslik leim. If this tenant had a lease that he can't kick him out till the lease is up, leiti boiloch. So how could you rent it from the goy, ba'asher, from the maskir, ba'asher u'sham, he doesn't have any schusim in this house. It's rented. So you can't rent, we can't be soicha from the maskir, his rishus in the chutz. Abakiti bo, heichi de motzi masalikli. If this goy, there's no lease, this goy, whenever he wants, he can get rid of him. So what's the shaila? My, kivin the motzi misalik. So b'etzim, it's considered that he's a potential bailim. He's a potential bailim over this mokim. I mean, the guy is living here now, but that doesn't mean anything. He's b'yodai to be misalik the guy. It's kivin the motzi misalik. Agrine, so memele, so he is a teiris bailim. Is agrine, so we could rent from him. I do my hashte miye holoi solke. Or maybe there's a svod attack is bekoyach for him to rent it out. But to be misalikim. But Basher Husham, he wasn't misalikim. So we say Basher Husham, the yene has a teres bailer. Hashte miye holoi solke. I'm just wondering in the oilam a yeshiva stachsach mir, there's a psay, a shaila, the status of a Talmud in a dormitory. Not the yeshivas have been gehalten that the Talmud doesn't have a din of a shoyel or a soicha. The Rosh Yeshiva can be misalakim whenever he wants. It's a big navkimin al-gabi mezuzah, who's chayiv to put up a mezuzah, who's chayiv to make bedikas chometz, al-gabi yodin yonim also. But al-chayr, it's the same type of a shayla. It's the same type of a shayla over here. Here we have that when it's bekoyach to be misalik. Does that give him a teiris bailim? Or that's only bekoyach ba'asher usham. The bail, it's only a bekoyach he has this. But ba'asher usham, the seicher is called the bailim. So you have to be seicher the rishus from the seicher. That was their shayla. Alom de Shishayla, it's far Shabbos, what should you do? Omar lehen Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish told them, Niska, listen, let's be soicha now. The masker is here, let's be soicha. Ulechshnagiyah eitzel Rabbi Seinu shebedorim nishalem. Later, we don't have a Mishnah Brura here, we don't know what to do. Let's be soicha. So we're going into a Sofik Terabonon Lahokal. Latois the Gram Horovitz by a Terabonon is before you do it. Be Sofik, you're allowed to be Mako. Maybe it is good. So the Val's all method. Let's be Soicha. And be Sofik, we can assume that it's good. Later, we'll ask a Shaila. And we'll find out if we talk it did good. Fine. Also Shaila le Rabefes. So they asked Rab Efes, Omer Lehen, Yofe Asisem Sheschachem, Taka Gut Kiton. The masker is Bekoyach to rent you the Dira of the Seichem. Zogt Rashi, Heichid Leimotzi Misalek Leim Masker Le Seichem Adzmanoi, Leiti Boiloch, the Vadai Labish, Shusehu, Vele Betzine Le Megaminei. Nisker, the Sofik Divreim Lohokal. By the Rabbanon of Din and Uvde v'Hadar Shalina, some Meila Tzasafik, some Meila Safik Devreim Lhok. Zok Taisves Reish Lakish v'Talmidei Rab Chanina. Kan Moichiach k'Devrei Rabbeinu Tam. The Reish Lakish Kavre Rabba Have Koidem Shebo Lifnei Rab Yochanan. Is the Rabbeinu Tam said a shtik teir. All of us is bekannt. The Gemara in Bav Metzia. That Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Yarden, and Reish Lakish jumped in, and each one was in the spoil from the other one's koiches. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Chaylach le de'eraisep, sazah giber, Und in Reish Lakish said, Yof Yech Lenoshim, he had something else in mind. In Bekitzer, and Rabbi Yechanan told him, if you're interested in Yofi, I have a sister that's more beautiful than me. Ihod Rabach, I'll give you my sister. And Reish Lakish was mekabel on himself, Oil Teire. The Gemara says that he learned with him and Reish Lakish became a Gavra Rabbi. So when we look at that Gemara, we think that Reish Lakish, she started from scratch, from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Netam says it was a different story. Rabbi Netam said the Reish Lakish gavre rabbe have koidim shebo lifnei Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish was a gavre rabbe. And what happened later? It was Shono Pirish. He became a rabbon shalistim. In Taisva says in Bab Metzia, he says, Hodrasbach. Hodrasbach means you should go back the way you were before. That was Rabbi Yochanan told him. So what's the raya from our Gemara? The high uvda have a somuch leptirosei shal Rebbe. This maise was somuch leptirosei shal Rebbe. How do you know? Kiven the shayla le Rabbefes. Rabbefes was still alive. The Rabbefes loichoya acha Rebbe el shtei shanim umachsa. So this was after the Ptira of Rebbe. Kedisa biksuvis besoif hanoise. L'chayre, the Taisus is missing a nekuda over here. The Rambam says, the Gdomet Yada Chazoke, Rabbi Yochanan, when he learned by Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he was a cotton. The Gemara Chulin didn't understand what was flying. When Rav asked Rabbi Yochanan Akasha, he didn't understand what was flying there. He was a cotton bizman. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was alive. And the Rambam says that afterwards he went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yani. It was the Talmud of Rabbi Yani, Rabbi Yochanan. So now Reish Lakish at this age when Rabbi Yochanan was a cotton, we see Reish Lakish. The Reish Lakish had gezukt ashtik Torah do. Reish Lakish said we should be soicher, navdine nuvde, and then we'll ask Rav Efes, and so he was. Already. So this was before. Maybe it could be mamtik, because the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan made him a gavre rabbi. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan himself wasn't then a gavre rabbi, he was a cotton, the Rambam says, so some stavri can make him a gavre rabbi. So why says that's free when a gavre rabbi for Rabbi Yochanan? Also that Reish Lakish was a gavre rabbi in his earlier years. Now, before we see the next Taisvis, it would be preferable to look at a Mishneh Vayta and Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and then we'll understand the Hemshech of Taisvis. The Mishneh of Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph says as follows: Hameiniach Beisoy V'holach Lishbois Be'ir Acheres. Achad echad nochi ve'echad Yisrael hareza oiser divrei Rameyim. So you had a Yid that left the Chotzer, or a Goy left the Chotzer. So Rameyim holds they aser. I feel they're not here for Shabbos. Zok Rashi, the dire beloy bailem shmo dire. What? They didn't give up the house. They're not here now, but they aser. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer einay oiser. Zok Rashi, the lav shmo dire. The only called Dorim Bechotzer calls Manda here. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Nochi Oiser Yisrael Einay Oiser Shein Derech Yisrael Lovoi B'Shabbos. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi Nami Svirelei Lav Shmo Dire Mihu Nochi Oiser Shemo Yovoi Hayoi. I have to be Chayish, he might come. He says, Rabbi Yosi was Chayish that the Nochi might come. By Yisrael on the Bichayish, Shein Derech Yisrael Lovi B'Shabbos. We're speaking about V'holach Lishbois B'Ir Acheres. So a Goy Ir Acheres doesn't mean anything. He could come back. Masha'in came, by Goy can come back, a Yid won't come back. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Afilu Hiniach Beisoy, V'holach Lishbois Eitzel, Bitei boi Yisrael, Einei oiser, Shekvar Hisiyam Ilibai. Rabbi Yossi, so what does Rashi say? Rabbi Yossi nami svir alei lav shmo, no, he siyach diras beisem ilibay. So what is Rabbi Shimon saying? Rabbi Shimon, l'chayre, is being makel over Rabbi Yossi. He says, Rabbi Yossi said, nochi oyser, Yisrael einay oyser. Why does a nochi aser? Because he might come back. Yisrael ain't a Yisrael, Shein derech Yisrael lovi b'Shabbos. But Rabbi Yossi was speaking about Holach lish b'izbira cheres. So Holach lish b'izbira cheres ain't derech Yisrael lovi b'Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon says, Afilo Holach lish b'izaitzel b'itei b'oise yair ain't a Yisrael. I don't have to be chayah, she'll come back. Shekvar he siya milibo, he was Messiah das of coming back. And Omar Rav Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. So we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and what does that mean? So one thing it means for sure, that a Yisrael, afilu ba'oseir, does not asa. Now, what does Rabbi Shimon hold about a goy? So that is very unclear. We could say that Rabbi Shimon is being moisif on Rabbi Yossi. He says, Rabbi Yossi says, nochi oisa. Rabbi Yossi says, with Anochi, you have to declare maybe he's going to come back. But a Yid, that's Be'ir Acheres, I don't have to declare that he'll come back, because he's Be'ir Acheres. Oh, but Be'oisa Yir, I do have to declare. He says, so Rabbi Yossi differentiated between a Yid and a Goy, Be'ir Acheres. Oh, but a Yid, Be'oisa Yir, is similar to a Goy. So could be Rabbi Shimon says no. Afilu hayniach beis vachlish beis etzel bitei beis here is also not similar to a goy. That means could be Rabbi Shimon holds that he is moide to Rabbi Yossi that a goy asers, but that what Rabbi Yossi held that a yid beis here will also ask. That I disagree with you. A yid beis here will also not ask. That's one way you could learn. So then it comes out Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi by a goy. We could learn that Rabbi Shimon is bechlal no shayches with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon he disagrees with Rabbi Yossi by a goy. I just want to say that the others were only mater a yid biracheres. So he says no, a yid ba'oiseir is also mutter. But a goy could be he holds doesn't asa. He don't say that he might come back. Now let us see our taisvus. Iklu lahu pundik. Perish bekuntris, bohoyu yereyim, shemma yavoi nochri b'shabes. He says, the whole problem, the whole reason they wanted to be seichel from the maskir was because they were afraid the guy might come back in Shabbos. Reitz aloyma. So what is Rashi saying? So Rashi means as follows. The im loy hoyabo, if I would be assured that the goy would not come loy hoyoisa, then he wouldn't ask. Vahainu kerab Yehud, like Rabbi Yehud. So he says, Rashi is saying we hold like Rabbi Yehud. This nan beperikates ad mishtatvin. We learned the gates of mishtatvin. Yech bei sevolach lish bei spirach eres arameya hold zechad yisrael vechanoch yoisri. That's what Rashi explains, pshat, what even though he's not the old boy, he also asks. So according to Rabbi Meir, Rashi didn't have to say that they were afraid that the guy might come back. If the guy doesn't come back, there's a problem. Because even though he's not there, he also asks. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Yoiser. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Eino Yoiser. So Meile, so Rashi holds, the Aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Memele Sarashi had a problem. As the guy is nishdo, so what's the problem? So what is the problem over here? The guy doesn't answer. Why did you have a shayla? Will the schiras from Damascus help? So therefore Rashi had to add on something that it doesn't say in the Gemara. They were afraid the guy might come back in Shabbos. Oh, the guy will come back, he will answer. So Memele, so that's why they had a problem. So Rashi only had to say this because Rashi holds the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. Frek toisves va'af al gav de poskin elel beperg mishetziyu da loch ke Rabbi Shimon. The Omar afilo niach es beise volach lishbeis eitzel bitoi ba'oise hir einei oise. So what is Tosfos Kashe? So the Marsha explains, the way when we learn the Mishnah, we explain you can learn two pshatim in Rab Shimon. You could learn pshat in Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon is moider, he's going on Rab Yossi. Rab Yossi says that a goy, you have to be chayish, be'ir acheres, that he might come back in Shabbos. By a yid, you don't have to be chayish. Oh, but boy, see, a yid is like a goy. He said, no, boy, see, a yid is also not like a goy. But you saw these moider, that a goy asels, afilo be'ir acheres. So memeile frektach toisvis, va'afal gav de peskine la'el beperk mishe tziyu, da'aloche ke Rab Shimon, dom afilo niches, beisvach lishbeis eitzel, Bite boisir eine oisa. So Tosfos means, so it's a bemison Rab Shimon holds like Rab Yossi. Is loy bo Rab Shimon lahachmer beno. So Tosfos says, no, that's not the right pshat in the Mishnah. Not that Rab Shimon holds like Rab Yossi. Loy bo Rab Shimon lahachmer beno chri yoise mi Rab Yehuda. El gamri bo lahoke lahata bi Yisrael tvei mi Rab Yehuda. So Tosfos is saying that Rab Shimon is not going on Rab Yossi. Rab Shimon is going Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda said that a yid doesn't answer. He says, afilu boisi, he also doesn't answer. But Gabi a goy, he holds like Rab Yehuda that a goy doesn't answer. And Tosfos says, afilu you'll say nitazoy. Afila, you will say that no, the way I learned before, that Rab Shimon Taka holds like Rab Yossi. Rab Shimon holds like Rab Yossi. So if he holds like Rab Yossi, so he holds, hastes, that, he holds that a goy will aser, afila bir acheres, and he's machadash a yid won aser, afila boysir. Void, afila, you'll say that, about the kaimlon kedivre hamekel beirif. So that what Rab, so la aloche, we don't paskin like Yenishtikel. He says, that what Rab Shimon holds like Rab Yossi, we'll paskin like Rab Yehuda. That aloche gdiv Ramekel Beire, that a goy doesn't answer. That what Rab paskin like Rab Shimon is in his machloikis, between Rab Shimon and Rab Yossi. That Rab Yossi holds that a yid be'oiseir does aser, and Rab Shimon holds a yid be'oiseir does not aser, that we paskin like Rab Shimon. But whenever there's a shayla lechumre, we paskin the kaim lo k'div remekel beir. Period. The av al gav. So memele, so where are we up to now? We're up to that Rashi had to say in Ekimte that they were afraid he might come in Shabbos. He had plans to come in Shabbos, so therefore they had to make these arrangements. But like this, it wouldn't be necessary. V'aval gav the Rabbi Yochanan. Lastly, let us see the Loshon Abach. V'aval gav the Rabbi Yochanan. Lastly, halachik edivei amekel be'eret. The legamri komar hanu kloli de beperik mishe tziyud, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon, halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu ba'erev, Eis Rabbi Yochanan says klolim. When you have a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halachik Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rishash explains that, the Sfasemis also explains, so Tosfos Kashe is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold halachik Yehuda Meikel ba'erev, and Rabbi Yochanan says klolim before. One of the klolim of Rabbi Yochanan before is Rabbi Yossi ve Rabbi Yehuda halachik Rabbi Yossi. So memele, that is pshat and Tosfos Kashe. In fact, Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of this klal of halachik Yehuda Meikel ba'erev. Rabbi Yochanan holds, he has different klalim. And he holds when there's a combination of tanoim, we have klalim multipaskan. Rabbi Yehuda Rameya, halachik Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, halachik Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, halachik Rabbi Yossi. So memele, we hold halachik Rabbi Yossi, so lachayre, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't have to say this akimta that it's speaking about that they knew that the wachayshi might come for Shabbos. Stamazay Rabbi Yossi asks that the guy is not here. So Tosfos says even though Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold this klal, afilu beire, mi de boile medik de rabbi lesra ne klo mi da shkachna de posik rab shim bi deire. Bikom bokim so taisvis says, kaimelon krab Yeshua ben Levi legabe Rabbi Yochanan. That is true. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't paskin, like, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the loch is like Rabbi Yochanan. But we don't paskin at Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin at Yeshua ben Levi, to come a halochik divir ha-meikol beirev, kama shrogla beinatam, ledagdik memgila perik pasre, Rabbi Yes Abayis, Agodol Sorov Be'esh, there is a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and it seems that Rabbi Netam was Madai, from there we pass on with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Mamela so Bekitzel, so therefore Taisvis is saying that the whole problem the Reish Lakish and Tamid that Rabbi Chanina had was not because a goy had lived there, no, Ha-Yirayim Shema Yovin Nochi B'Shabbos, that's why they had to make preparations before Shabbos. Lo'ihavi Soicha, the Seicha wasn't there. No one was there. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Asi, Iklu lahu pundik. They went to a pundik. The also nochi mori the pundik b'shabbat. The guy came. So let us say, just to understand pshat, this is the Bach's Girse, this is Taisus Mahalach, that the story was as follows. Story was that when they went to this pundik, and the guy wasn't there. The guy wasn't there, so Erev Shabbos, they were ma'arev between themselves. They made an Erev. Now, the guy came in Shabbos. Now, when a guy comes in Shabbos, so Mamela, the Erev becomes bottle. Amru, so they clear the Shaila, Mahu lemeger mine. Are you permitted in Shabbos to be soicher the reshus of the guy in the chotzer? Shabbos, let's be soicher the reshus. What are the tzadei Shaila? We have two eifanim how to be mater achotza. You can be mater achotza with eruv chatzeres. You can be mater achotza with bittel. That means all the dairei achotza can be mevatel their reshus to one bias. So kaponim, the person in that bias is permitted to be metalto. It's considered they're not living here, and he's the door bechotza. So there's a different klolim in hilchas eruv than in hilchas bittel. Hilchas Erev, you have to make an Erev Erev Shabbos. You can't make an Erev in Shabbos. Hilchas Bittel, you could be Mevatel in Shabbos also. So, Mnekla the Shail, now there's another Matir, a Goy Asels, Tiltu, but it is an Eitzah to be Seicha from the Goy. So this Matir of Schiris Meyakum, does this have the guidelines of Bittel or the guidelines of Erev? Seicha ke ma'arev domi. Ma ma'arev mi bo'id yoim. By Eruvi Chatzeres, it all has to be done Erev Shabbos. Av seicha mi bo'id yoim. The takone, the tikkun of Schiris only helps if it was done mi bo'id yoim. Oidul me seicha ke mevatel reshus domi. Or maybe seicha is like the matter of bittel reshus. Ma mevatel reshus afilo b'shabbos. Av seicha nami afilo b'shabbos. That was their shaila. So there was a difference of opinion. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef Omar Niske, let's be Seich and Shabbos. We'll assume it helps. Rabasi Omar Loi Niske, Schiris won't help now. Omar Lo Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, Nismai Chal Divrei Zoken, V'Niske, let's rely, Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef is a Zoken, he says Schiris helps in Shabbos, it's like Bittel, let's be Seich. V'Niske, Osu Shailelei L'Rabbi Yochanan. Fine, so that's what they did. Later, they asked Rabbi Yochanan, did they do correct or not? The Schiris held in Shabbos or no? Omolehen, yofe asisem sheschalta. You did very good. You did very good. Let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Dr. Rashi. The osi nochi b'shabbos. The may esmer shaper motzi la ruve the yoirin the Israel the havobe. Yesterday they made an erev. Mishum de nochi loy osar alayu eicha de lesser. The nochi doesn't ask when he's not around. Let us see the Bach's Gilse. after all the parentheses. Svalim achelim, v'chem uchabiyah, the legacy in the leg, I'm so basosi vizal. The akum, loy osa alayu, heicha de lesser. An akum does not asa, heicha de lesser. So yesterday they made an erev. Ve'irbu meyasmel. Va'vimotzi metaltli b'chotz. So till this goy came back, they were permitted to be metaltli in the chotz. Ki osa nochi, but now the nochi came back. So now it's bitter. Omri ma'ale megamine. Now, are we permitted now to be soicher from the goy? Vahodel nevatel reshus legabicha. Now Rashi says another very interesting thing, which Taisus is marich to explain. And will be mevatel reshus, which is very poshit. If you would ask us, we would say, why do you have mevatel reshus? They made an erev Shabbos. Now a goy came, so the goy is soicher the erev, the head of the erev. So you'll be soicher from the goy's reshus, so you took, so you are mesalik the problem, so now the erev should continue working. Rashi weiss the chois, the erev became bottled already, so now you're stuck in a pundik without an erev. So Memelus Rashi said, so you know what you'll do, but we got rid of the goy. We were soicher from the goy, v'hodo nevatel reshus l'gabichat, everyone should be mevatel their reshus to one of them, and he'll be permitted to take out. Ma mevatel reshus afilo b'shabbos k'sam masnisim b'sil lo'imra m'shetechsha. Yeah. Let us see Tosfos. Zok Tosfos da osi nochi b'shabbat. Perish b'kunteres. Now, this gilse is not the way the Bach was goyres. So that I says a different gears. Perish bekuntres, u'me'esmer lo'yhave motzi l'ruvi. So Rashi says, yesterday they didn't make an erev. The yoyrin mi Yisrael da'have bei. The Yidden were unable to make an erev yesterday. Mishum de nochi osra layu, because the nochi aser afal gav the lesser. So yesterday, so Rashi says over here, because we're going to see later in the sugi they needed a bitul reshus. So Rashi had a kasha, why do you need a bitul reshus if they made an erev yesterday? You'll be soicher from the goy, so shalom al Yisrael. So therefore, this gives and Rashi held that speaking about they couldn't make an erev yesterday because the goy asks a fellow when he's not around. So yesterday they couldn't make an erev. As soon as the goy came in Shabbos, now they could be soicher from the goy. But now we have a problem. We didn't make an erev, so memela. So to solve that problem, they made a bitul reshus. That is this Gilson Rashi. Perish bekunt. Is me esmer lo have a motzi leruvi. The yoyrim Yisrael da have a bay. Mishum de nochi yosar alayu. Because the goy yasar. Avol gav de lesser. The vor of tmuyim. So taisvis, it's a pella de kerashi. She perish sug yezu de loy kehuchese. De kaimulon de ein nochi yosar lahecha de isi. Ke de perashti lel. That's the previous tais. We pass my tribute there. The perish nami bekuntres by the delel. Smell the pelo de kerash. If a perish rashi achere motzosi, a different shah. The me esmel shaper motzi la ruvi de yoyrim. The Yisrael da have a bay. Yesterday they could have been ma'ariv, the Yidin that were there. Mishum de nochi lay also lay eche de lesser. If the nochi is not, he doesn't answer. Fine. So me mele, they didn't make an eire. Omru, but the shayla was, ma'alamegiminei. But the shayla was now, ma'alamegiminei, behoda nevatel, reshusel, agabi, dechat, ahu, yeimut, aloitzi. Atkalosh, nakuntus. Vahadin, imoy. So according to the second Rashi, so we see it speaking about that they did make an erev. Vahafal pikein, when the goy will come, Rashi holds the erev will become bottle. They'll have to be seicher from the goy, and they'll have to be mat bevatel reshus to one of them. Zok Tosfos v'hadin imoy sheperish the boy bitul achas chiras. Kedemuchach kulish maite. The whole sugya later we will see that they used bitul also. The boy tarti. Schirus u'bitul. You need both. Zok Tosfos, why did Taki need both? If we are saying the second Gilson Rashi, that is speaking about they made an Erev Shabbos, So Mele, so the whole problem is the guy. So they were saying the guy's reshus. Leimishteri bischiris lechudei. It will not become mutter bischiris lechudei. The miyad kshebo hanochi botalei erev. Because the minute that the guy comes, the erev is bot. V'chi hodar sochoi, ein ha-erev chayzel lekad musa. So that means the Erev is only good cause man the guy didn't come. The minute the guy comes, the Erev can't function. And it becomes bottle. So even though you're misalik the guy, you say the reshus from the guy, ain't the Erev chaisla kad musa, it doesn't work again. Frektach toisves lechayre, why not? We have a gemara in Shabbos that says as follows. Aval gav de besfinis, oma b'mesach Shabbos. Svinis kshureis zu bazu. A person had two ships, and one was tied to the other. The two ships belonged to two different people. So Erev Shabbos, they made an eruv chatzeres that they can carry from one to the other. Umetaltalim mizu lezu. So you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Nivsiku. What happens if the kesher became untied? Now they're separated. Nesru, so you can't carry any more one from the other. It seems the erev does not work when they're nivdal one from the other. Chosru v'niskashru, chosru leteira norish. Frektach toisvis, I found a gemara in Shabbos that says even though there is something that is mevatel the erev b'shaitoi, but kozman the sibes habitel is there, the erev doesn't work. You fix it, so it's chayzel et teire yarishin. Emphatoisves shani hoche. The mitchilek she'osa erev ein seifei lehiskayim kol ha-shabbos, she'osid anochi lovay. So the whole erev was only made lizman. That means you didn't make an erev for a whole Shabbos. The nochi was aimed to come back in Shabbos. So memela, since the nochi was aimed to come back in Shabbos, so the erev was only made till the nochi will come back. So memela, so was a an erev lizman. So after the nochi comes back, it was only made till that zman. Because it can't work afterwards. Avol hosom ein hasfinais oimdais lehiposei. But there it's not oimid. We didn't say we made an eire for zman. The kesher that was kosher, the two sfinas, was oimid to hold their whole Shabbos. So the eire was made for a whole Shabbos. Now in the middle of Shabbos something was nischadish, and it became hutera kesher. So that is only a shter to the erev, calls man, it's utara kesher. It's chosru v'niskashru, so it goes back. Because the tchilas ha-erev was made for the whole Shabbos. That's teis v'svor. The Sfas Emes wants to say that it's a different mahalach. He says as follows: Hosom loy noilad davar chadosh. He says by Sfinis, he says that was neschadish in Shabbos a new matter. Rak hakesher shehuta chazor v'niskasher kimikedem. So memele, what was matter the erev? The kesher. The kasher became bottle. So it's chazav and it's kasher. So memele, we have now what we had before. So the erev is chazav leheteroi. Masha enkein hocho schiris me'akum hi heter ache legamri. That means, you can't say you have what you had before. Before we didn't have a goy. Now we have a goy with a heter of schiris. L'nyinzah v'heter chodesh anasa b'shabes v'loi ma'ani. So Memele says, since now you have now a new matir, so Memele, So you can't, the Erev can't continue. The Erev till now was working without the matter of Schiras. And the Memele and could only function till the guy comes back. Now that you have a matter of Schiras, so this is a new matter, this was Neschadish and Shabbos. You didn't have this heter before. So Memele, the Erev cannot continue functioning. That's how this was Emes wants to be mechalik between Sfinais and our Gemara. Taisa seems to be mechalik that here it's considered that the Erev was only made l'zman. There was made l'oilom, and then the davar was neschadish that was mevatel the heter. So when that falls off, yechayzel l'teira yerish. Va'av al gav, the heiche, the shochach, echot, mibnei chotzer, v'loi irish. Like Taisvis at Esyat Av, another case. What is the din if someone forgot to be ma'arav? So what happened? So you have, let's say, six people and six batim in the chotzer. Five of them made an erev, and one of them forgot to be mishtatim in the erev. So the din is the erev doesn't work. Now, in Shabbos, this person will decide to be mevatel his rishus. So the Erev will start working. Aval gav, that's Taisa's kasha. The heiche de shochach echad mi bnei chotzer v'loi Erev. Ein eruvei botel. The Erev, even though Kozman, he wasn't mevatel his rishus, the Erev doesn't become botel. Ela mevatel ha-yochid rishus eloisen she'irvu meton lahachnis elohitzi. So why don't we say over here the Erev, the Taker, the Bishast, Chilas Knesset Jem, the Erev wasn't working in Gans. And later you had a matter, yet a bittul, so the Erev starts now functioning. Shani hosom dechozu kule la'aruve me esmo. Fikar ein botol ha'erev shalahen klal. So Taisis L'chayra means to say, in that case, all of them were a bar erev. That means you have six yidden there, and all of them are chozi to the heter of erev. No, that what one was in ma'arev, that seisa the heter. I mean, the mokim wasn't mufke from the heter of erev. All of them have a heter of erev. So memele, but that wasn't ma'arev. So that shter is the heter of erev. So he's mevatel his rishu. So you take away the shter. When there's a akum, that mokim is not a bar erev. There's no heter erev in ganzen, the mokim akum. So mele, so here, the erev was only made till the akum would come. So mele, when the akum comes, the erev becomes automatically bottled. Vigam ein shayech loy meklal shabbos hoyul v'hutro hutro. V'loy yizbatal erev shalahem k'sheyovay hanochi b'shabbos. So, the Haggah says, let us see the Haggah, ki lo emrin yishabbos hayo v'hutra hutra al b'mokim sheyochel lamoyd l'skayim kol ha-shabbos, ki goyin erev derech ha-pesach v'nistav. The din of hayo v'hutra hutra is when I made an erev, again, the Erev was oimed to be Niskayim the whole Shabbos. Let us say like this. There was two Chatzeres, and there was a Pesach Bintayim. So now you can make an Erev from one Chatzer to the other. If there wouldn't be a Pesach Bintayim, there would be a Kaisel that's Mavsik. You can't make an Erev from one to the other, because one can't get from one Chatzer to the other Chatzer. But there was a Pesach. And then, in the middle of Shabbos, it was Nistam HaPesach. So there, since Bishas, Tasiyas Erev, it was oimet to be there for a whole Shabbos. It was oimet to be there for a whole Shabbos. The Pesach would be there for a whole Shabbos. The Erev was made for a whole Shabbos. So even though now it's Nistam HaPesach, we say that hoyo v'hutro hutro, that since this Erev shavta heter, even though now I don't have the Pesach bintayim, the heter remains. But because the pshat is b'shas, the erev was made, was yochel la'amid l'iskayim kol ha-shabbos. So the erev was made for the whole Shabbos. So the heter of the erev remains. Or the same thing, oy nitlo kairosoy, oy lechoyov. You'll have a different case. You'll have a case that there was a lechi akeira put on, and the lechi akeira fell off. So Shas was put on, it was matter for the whole Shabbos. So Memelis, even though the lechi falls off, they said in the hoil v'hutra hutra. Mashenken over here, the Erev was only made till the guy will come. So Memelis, so we don't have a svar of hoil, it wasn't made for the whole Shabbos. So Memelis said there's no svar of hoil v'hutra hutra. Period. So Memele, so Bekitsa, so what did Taisva say? So Taisva said that, the guys coming in Shabbos makes the Erev that they made before Shabbos not valid anymore. So Memele, now they don't have an Erev, so now they have to do two things in order to be Matter Tiltul. Number one, they have to be Seicha the Rishus from the guy, and number two, they have to be Mavatal their Rishus to one of them. Yeah. Zog Taisvis, v'zeh einire leforish klal dekan lo yirvu. Taisvis says, I don't want to say pshat that here it's speaking about. So till now, Taisvis said you need bittul. Taisvis says, the sugya by Taisvis you need bittul. And Taisvis says, why do you need bittul? Because the erev becomes bottle automatically when the geis comes. V'zeh einire leforish klal. The Taisus, maybe you'll say a different shot. You'll say if they had made an Erev Shabbos. So even though when the Goy comes, the Erev doesn't function, but the minute you take your Seicha, the Rishus from the Goy, the Erev will start functioning again. Just like we had by Svina, that when you're Mekashet, it starts functioning again. The same thing we had by his Mevatel Rishus, it starts functioning again. Maybe we'll say like that. Why does our Gemara need bittul? We'll say our Gemara is speaking about that, speaking about the, why should you say that they were nar? The aloche ki Rab Yehuda, the noche ki lesa layosa. The kivin shoya moyo, so since they could make an erev, kan erev, minole shalay irvu, for also schiris or bittul. So how does the Gemara know that they didn't make an erev? And therefore they made schiris a bittul, the kashle, the kamon, the shmul, rabbi, the ma'oisim, and ma'alvin, and ma'vatlin. The Gemara says later that the shmul is not like Rabbi Yochanan. He holds bittul won't help. Besides shmaite, the kamal amando, ma'soichan, leiti boiloch, ta'alti yavdin, and schiris a bittul, dur ma'ocha hu di irvav, lay also schiris l'chut. Bekitzer, so Taisvis says that you cannot say that it's speaking about that they didn't make an Erev before, and that's why they had to make Bittul. That's because I was like, what's the Gemara's Kasha later? Maybe they did make an Erev. So therefore they didn't need Bittul. That's Taisvis Kasha. The Pstachayim ask, Abikivega, the Svasem says, the Gemara knew what the story was. Taisvis says, if an Erev would help, could be they made an Erev. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara knew they didn't make an Erev. What's the, Al Kalponim, so Taisvis, aber Bekitzer, the unterste Shura is, Taisvis learns Pshatan the Sugye, that they made an Erev, and the Erev helped Kozman, the guy came, the minute the guy came, the Erev became bottle, and therefore, in order to be Matal Tiltal, you need two Anyonim. You need Schiris from the guy, and Bitalushus. Okay, Nirike Perisha Kuntaris, Afilu Irvu, Bottle Ha Erev Legamri Mikan, even Shabbat Nochi. The Erev becomes bottle. So Memele, so you'll need bit. Bim Taima. Taktach Toisves. So if you're telling me you need bitl, and from the Sugi Vaisos there was bitl. V'loma lohu hochi tarti schiris or bitl. So why do you need both? Be bitl lechudei sagi. If you have bitl already, so bitl will take care of the goy. Given the bottle rishus ayu legabi chad, since they were mevatel the rishus legabi chad, have a layochid b'mokim nochi k'dom aleil gabi yuv the dom and baristik tekaim alon kabbalazah ben yaki as yochid b'mokim nochi shori. Frektach Taisvis, so if it is Alkochach speaking about the made bittul. So if they made bittul, so that automatically takes care of the goy, because we pass not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that a yochid b'mokim nochi yishori. Zogt doch Teusus, what kind of kashis is? Va'afal gav de masik roved le mahani bittul la soysa yochid bemokim nochim bishum din kein batalta teiris erev me oisim ov. Rava did not hold of this charifas of Abaye, and let us remind ourselves for 1 minute what the story was about. The story over there was speaking about, there was a mavoi with a lot of chatzeres, and one of the chatzeres belonged to a goy. So in order to make shtufim mavois, they would have to rent from the goy. His reshus that he had in the mavoi. Now, this goy was not cooperative, he did not want to rent his reshus. So Abaye said, Abaye the Harifa Shaitz, so know what you should do? That everyone in this Movi should be Mavatal their issues to one of them. So now it's considered that we only have one Yid living in this Movi, one Goy living in the Movi, and one Yid and one Goy, the Goy does an Asa, a Mamela, so he'll be permitted to be Mavatal from the Movi. That was Abaye's Eitz. So Rav says, that if you're going to do this, people forget about the din of Eruvi Chatzeres. Because Eruvi Chatzeres doesn't work here, because the guy is not masking his reshus. So you'll forget about Eruvi Chatzeres, and the steig doch nicht. So therefore, Rove did not hold of the seitz. Zuktach Toysvis, oi bazoi. I have a teretz on my kasha. What's my kasha? Why do you need his schiras from the goy? It should be sufficient that what they're mavatal their issues. So, Barava holds that's not sufficient because the shtakach teres here. So, teis vava gav the masik rovet le mahani bitola saisa yochid bemokim nochi mishum dim kein batalta teres here of meisam ovoim. So Taisa says, no, these are two different stories. Hani mili over there, benochi sheni reitza lahaske. They were speaking about an uncooperative goy. So that means this Shabbos, you won't make Eruv Chatzeres. He doesn't want to be masked the reshus. Next Shabbos, you also won't make Eruv Chatzeres. But ongain and ongain, bis 120 years, that they'll never make Eruv Chatzeres because we have this uncooperative goy. And Mestom Zarika Moisoi. So Memele, they'll forget about Eruv Chatzeres. Avol Hoche, but over here. So therefore, Rove was not masking to make such a dreidel. Because there'll be nishtaker teres erev ba'isim ovi. Avol hoche, shehu misratza lahask. Here, this guy is a very cooperative guy. He came in the middle of Shabbos. So he cleared a shayla, are you allowed to be masked this Shabbos from him? Fine, maybe you're not allowed to. But next Shabbos, he's a cooperative guy over here. So next Shabbos, we'll zicha be masked from him erev Shabbos. So since we'll be masking from, since we'll be masking from him next Erev Shabbos, so next Erev Shabbos we're going to make an Eruv Chatzeres. So this is only a bittul for one Shabbos we're going to make a bittul. So the pasnit, rovis vore betalte teures Erev moisei movi. No one's going to forget about Erev. Next week we're going to make Eruv Chatzeres. This week we're in a pinch. He went away before Shabbos, so we have to be masking on Shabbos, so we'll have bittul. So Mamela Savektartesis, let's make Bittul alone. Avol hoche shum mischatza lahaske. He's masking to be, I'll be masking the Shabbos also if he wants. If you want. Be Shabbos acheres yuchlo la'arev la'hatel l'kulam. Ela yoyim shebo anochi be Shabbos la'yevsha. Is moyel, Philo we say it doesn't know. Moyel Bittul asi shoker b'mokim nochi. So Mamela, and Bittul were making cyber sites. So the Bittul will help to make it a yochid b'mokim nochi. Then Shayach kan loima batalta teiraseif. So Memele, sofektach teisus akashe. Since, from the sugye weiss dachois, that they needed two dvorim to be mater dachotzer. They needed bittel in schiris from the goy. Fektach teisus, if you have to command to bittel, so bittel should be sufficient. Because bittel makes it a yochid bebokim nochim. We pass on to Blazer ben Yaakov, and the problem of bitalta teiris erev meyoisim ovi is non-existent because next week you're going to make an eruv chatzeres. V'yeshloima and for Tosfos kivin shim loyhoya misratza lahaske. What'll be if we'll interview this guy and we ask this guy? He comes in the middle of Shabbos. We say this Shabbos. Does that tell we can't be masker? Well, ask him, listen, next Shabbos you'll be masker. Said, no, I won't be masker. I'll never be masker. So, kimin shim lehoyem isratza lahaske. So then lehoyem oil bittel. So then bittel wouldn't help the Shabbos. because the it's not only for this Shabbos, it's going to be for every Shabbos, if he's an uncooperative guy. Mishum dim kein vitalta teire seiret. Is ein lechalek bein misratze l'sha'ene misratze. So now we can't differentiate, we're going to question the guy, and give him a question here, next Shabbos, are you going to be misratze? You can't do such a thing. The otto hamiras anochi tigroim habitul sheyoyul kshayimer esratzel lachem lahaskir oy lo yoyul kshayimer lo yisratzel lachem. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz seems to say as follows. Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says that a goy's verta is gornish. Ki piyim di bershavi minim yimin shaker. So Taisva says, so you can't say the guy said it'll be cooperative. A guy zogin is gornish. So Mamela, you don't have any guarantee that next week will be, that there will be an Erev next week. So Mamela, that's what Taisva means. Loshna Taisva Zarosh and Loshna Va Taisva Zapteiskev isn't, that's not the problem. Not the problem is that we don't trust the guy. That Dine Taire should be dependent on Vos a guy zogt. That means if he says, I'll be maskim next week, so the bittul will help this week. If he says, I won't be maskim next week, the bittul won't help this week. If he says that Chazal zoch zech avekstellen zeir takonis like the diburim von a goy, Chazal never made takonis like that. So Mela, since you need a dibur, I have to find out what's going to be next week. In the Mela, the dibur of the goy should be the makib bepatish to be matir or aser, that Chazal didn't want to do. Va'oid yesh loima. Now Tais wants to say a second terz. So we're asking a kasha. The sugya is speaking about that you need bittul. So Tais says the kasha, if you need bittul and you have bittul, so you only have to be masked the rishus from the goy. Va'oid yesh loima, the hane amiroi svila kirab meya. These Amiroim hold like Rav Meir. Then Rav Meir holds Dama also Yochid b'mokim nochi. Rav Meir holds that a Yochid b'mokim nochi is no good. Rav Yochid b'somuch nami l'taime. Dama no guam ki Rav Elazar ben Yaakov avle ruye lai merina. So Memele, so that's why according to Rabbi Yochanan, and also needed schiris. We don't pass him behind you like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Memele, so therefore the bittul won't help, because we chayish v'shitas chameya. Avol anan, svir alom v'adai, ki Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Dobai yeverovi kaimi kevosi, buv the domen baristik. So Tosfos wants to say in this teretz, ein ochinami. La aloche, we wouldn't have any such problem. Because la aloche, the minute we make bittul, so the bittul will already take care of the problem of the goy. Because after the bittul, be a yochid b'mokim nochim, we pass matablaza ben Yaakov, that he doesn't ask. Iklu lahu pundik, this is going on the first case, pesh pekuntris, tu mahalchem. One mahalach hoyu shom harbe batim shal yisraelim. Shayaisram Zel Zeb, Yesh Perushim, Shemugabem, Pundig Yesh Bechadorim Harbe, Psuchim Lochotzavach, Sanoim Nechnosim, and Voisram Zel Zeb, Begam Zemes, Regabna Nami Osrik, Mechaburish, Shopsa Betraklim, that even though they just became Dayorim only for Shabbos, they also Aser Zel Zeb. So Memele, what did we have over here? We had over here that Rabbi Yochanan said, we had cleared a lom de sheshayla. There's a matter of bittul. There's a matter of erev. The matter of erev can only be chal before Shabbos. The matter of bittul can be chal in Shabbos. So we cleared a shayla, the matter of schiris is equivalent to erev or equivalent to bittul. So Rabbi Yochanan said, yofer asisem, that it's equivalent to bittul, and therefore you can do it in Shabbos. Before we go further, let us see the small taisvis yofe asisem. Yofe asisem shesachaltem. So taisvis, so the Gemara had a psashayla if it will help. Because maybe schiris has to be before Shabbos. Frektach taisvis, they said a frumishayla, but how is one permitted to be seicher, the rishus from a goy in Shabbos, so how was one permitted to do it? So is not really considered a transaction. Shein oisin elo lahater tiltul is not really a transferal of bailus in the chotzer, because the whole thing is only a halachic procedure in order to be matter tiltul. So memele, since there's no real transferal of bailus, it doesn't go into mekka chamemka. They're deriving benefit from it is elekimatone ba'alme. So the Magi in the Teisa ben the Peretz brings others want to be medayik from Teisves. There's a machlekes ha'poiskim if one is permitted to give a matone in Shabbos. So others say a matone is permissible. So you see from Teisves that a matone is permissible because you see Teisves giving a moshel. It's equivalent to a matone. Or others want to say, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though a matone in Shabbos is also, there's a shail of one that's permitted to, they used to give matones to the chassanim in Shabbos. They used to give them matones. So there's a whole shail in Shulchan Aruch, we're allowed to do that. You want to give a matone, give it before Shabbos. Or after Shabbos, not in Shabbos. So that is the whole time if you're allowed to give a matone in Shabbos. But a matone litzairich Shabbos is zicha permissible. So male others want to say that that's pshat here in Teisvis. It's a matone ba'om, which is letzeirich Shabbos. That means that what they're deriving is letzeirich Shabbos to be matzah tiltul. So male, so this does not fall into the iser matone, and it's not doime to make a chamemka.